This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. It's February 8th, and on this day in 1996, the NFL and the city of Cleveland reached an agreement to keep the name, colors, and history of the Browns franchise in Cleveland, allowing owner Art Modell to take everything else with him to Baltimore. We've talked a little bit about Art Modell already and his unpopular decision to fire legendary coach Paul Brown 2 years after he bought the team in 1961. And that resulted in the formation of the Cincinnati Bengals and a rival team in the state of Ohio. Now, 35 years later, Modell was anxious to move the team to Baltimore for a fresh start and the promise of a new stadium. Modell had actually announced the move in November of 1995, the day before a Cleveland referendum vote overwhelmingly approved a sin tax increase in the city to fund a renovation to the stadium. But at that point, it was too late, with Modell saying, "The bridge is down, burned, disappeared. There's not even a canoe there for me." Several lawsuits were filed in an attempt to keep the Browns in Cleveland, until on this day in 1996, the agreement to keep the name Browns, the orange, brown, and white colors, the intellectual property, and the history of the Browns in Cleveland was reached. The NFL took over the franchise in Cleveland, promising a new stadium by the 1999 season, and told Modell he could go to Baltimore and the team would be considered an expansion team. The deal was ratified by the NFL owners 2 days later, putting the Browns on hiatus until the stadium and team could be built. That agreement was different from any move of this sort previously, just as had happened with the Baltimore Colts when they moved to Indianapolis. They took everything with them. Back in 1963, Lamar Hunt moved his Dallas Texans to Kansas City and became the Chiefs. Despite a different city and team name, the Chiefs still traced their history back to 1960, when they started as the Texans. The agreement did set a precedent in a variety of ways across different leagues, but one example of it coming into play later is when the expansion NBA team, formerly known as the Charlotte Bobcats, reclaimed the Hornets, the colors, and the team history back from New Orleans in 2014. The history of the current Hornets reflects the formation of the original Hornets back in 1988, with a 2-year hiatus from 2002 through 2004, and that's all because of what happened on this day back in 1996. Also on this day, in 1986, 5'7" Spud Webb won the NBA's dunk contest, outdueling teammate and all-around great dunker Dominique Wilkins to do it. Wilkins was the defending champ at the event, and with Michael Jordan not participating due to injury this year, he thought he was a lock to repeat. But even he was left amazed by what his Hawks teammate could do. In fact, Wilkins had never seen Spud dunk and had no idea that he even could. Webb sported a 42-inch vertical, and despite not being able to palm the basketball, he pulled off an amazing 360 dunk, a catch off the backboard for a one-handed slam, and a catch off the floor for a reverse jam that impressed not only the judges, but everybody watching. It was indeed a big win for all the little guys. And in 1998, women's hockey premiered at the Olympics in Nagano, Japan. Finland blanked Sweden 6-0 in the inaugural game on this day. Canada bageled host country Japan later that night with a 13-0 drubbing. The USA women would go on to win gold 9 days later. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.